Gilad Truma. Fred the Gemara, Dilma not like that. Dilma B.S. Oirehu. Maybe the Pasuk is first saying the next morning. B.S. Oirehu Zotrashi, Dilma's B.Oirehu Zotrashi, Sheyor HaShemesh B.Yem HaShmini. Maybe the Torah is first saying a claim Kenny Truma till the next morning. Till the eighth day the sun comes out. Or the Zezot Gemara, Umay Vitor, what does the Pasuk mean Vitor? Toya Gazra. That means he has to bring his korban maybe. Zotrashi V'Yitor Ish Atzmoy. The Avoros Karbonais of the Acha Yechel. Maybe Pshan the Pasuk is the Vuha Shemesh. You have to wait till the next day, the eighth day, the sun comes up again. And what does Vitor mean? Go do a Maisa to Matai yourself. What do you have to do on the eighth day? You have to bring a Korban. So ask you, maybe Pshan the Pasuk is you can't eat Trumot until you try to bring a Korban. Maybe you should have to wait till the next day. And the Gemara Omar Rabba, Bar Rav Shilom, in Kenya, that was the Pshat, Lein Makro the Yitor. V'yitor means you should do a ma'aseh Torah. V'yitor, you go do something to be mitar. My v'tor, the Torah mashmi automatically by itself is Torah. So elamai Torah yoimet means like the day goes away. To the army like people say, Iyarev Shimsha, the sun goes down. V'yitka yoimet, the day passed by. That's all the pasuk is saying. When the sun goes down and the day passes by, automatically you're allowed to eat truma. Why? Because all you have to wait to is just till Tzaytik HaKozim. So Drashi, Torah, now look at Drashi, just means the day went away. Or Drashi and Torah just means the day. Because the Torah also means that now he's Torah. It means two things with Torah. Torah means going away, and it also means him see if he's Torah. He's Torah with something going away. So the day going away, now it becomes Torah automatically.
So you're using the word for two things.
Two things, right. Well, let's see Rashi. In came the Rashi, the Ikru of the Torah, Loshen Tzibu, if the Torah meant he has to do something, have they named the Ikru of the Yitor? Pashu said the Yitor. My Vitor, what does Vitor mean? Itki. Loshen Ova, just means Itki, means Loshen going away. It passed away already. Nispanim in Olam, Hashemesh, the sun went away. Yes. And that's Kiryam Rimarov, that's what people say. In Yerushimsha, the sun goes down, the Yitkiyam, and the day passes by. So the Torah just means, Avadim means the Torah also, his Torah is Ladi Truma. But when is Ladi Truma? By itself. What does it mean by itself? As soon as the day passes away and goes away, right away you're Ladi Truma. That's what Lashon Vitor, the Torah means. That's what the Torah means. So tomorrow of Marova in Eretz Yisrael, told the Rabbi Barav Shilu Lo Shmilu. They did not hear this. They did not know this halacha. They did not know what's pshat Uvo Hashemesh v'Torah. What does the Torah mean? Uvo Yilu Mi Boy in Eretz Yisrael declared this v'Shailu.
All right, the turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Yes, the Gemara says the Marova, told the Rabbi Barav Shilu Lo Shmilu. They didn't hear his halacha. And they asked the Shaila by themselves in Eretz Yisrael. When the Pasuk says, Ubu Hashemesh, what does the Pasuk mean? Does it mean, Bias Shimshuhu? Does it mean that the sun coming down, going away? Or my Vitoria Torah Yoimah? Means when the day goes away completely, that's when the Kohen by Tesachov, that's when he's allowed to eat Truma. Or Duma, maybe no. Maybe Bias Oiru means coming up of the light in the morning. The next morning, first he could eat Truma. Well, my Vitor, what does the Pasuk mean? Toye Garva, that the person has to be Matai himself, means he has to bring a korban first. So our Shiloh, Mamish, declared the Shem Shiloh in Eretz Yisrael.
In Eretz Yisrael, they approached this Shiloh from a Braisa. He's not from any Mashmo, it's not Pasuk. The Pasuk itself is not Mashmo. Braisa is the North Malach Lomashim Sinu. If they have a Kabbalah, this is the Pshan, the Pasuk. That's when the Braisa told us Pshan. Miutoni the Braisa says, Simin Ladover, what's the Simin? When a coin is allowed to eat Truma, says like a Chovim. Ishma Mino, via Shimshu. It has to mean when the sun goes away, because that's says like a Chovim. Or Zoyo, my Vitor, what does Vitor mean? Torah Yoima, just means the day passes away, and automatically by himself, his Torah is allowed to eat a Truma. Because says like a Chovim, he can't bring a Korban. A Korban can only bring by Yoim. But Laila, it's possible to bring a korban. So Bechud, the pasuk do bo Hashemesh v'tor just means as soon as the sun goes down and it comes, that's when you're allowed to start eating truma, and that's what our Mishnah says. So what then? That's the zman of Krishma. So Drashi mebraisa, the tonel come on bishmaitim. We'll soon bring down the braises. Mishosh akanim nechnosim lechav b'trumosim.
We'll soon see that's the braisa, that when is the kohen allowed to eat truma betzeis kechovim? So claw, it means he does not have to wait till he brings his korban, because at night he can't bring a korban yet. So the pasuk means of Vuah Shemesh, the sun is going down. Vitor, a lushin, right away when the day passes away, the kohen is tor, he's allowed to eat truma right now. And that is betzeis kechovim, like we'll soon see the braisa. So the Gemara now. Now the Gemara is interested in bringing down a lot of different, a little complicated, just old cheshbon, a lot of different sheets exactly when is the Zman to start saying Krishma. Hey, a lot of these Tanoim hold not like our Mishnah. Like again, we said, the Torah does not say Krishma is Laila. Doesn't say Balaila. The Torah says B'shoch B'chon, when people go to sleep. So it's a big machlokes to know exactly what is called B'shoch B'chon. It's our Tana, the Mishnah says, Feskechokim. When the Chavim come out, that's the Zman to start saying Krishma. But you could say a little bit before, you could say a little bit later. So the Sunnah is seeing now a bunch of Tanoim exactly when the Zman Krishma starts. La Locha, we're always marked by the Yikish Zman is Seisik Chavim. Exactly what Seisik Chavim is, that's the famous Machlekes Taisvis and the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that Tais holds it like 18 to 20 minutes after the beginning of Shkia. So come out here in LA, they say like the latest man for the first man will be 23 minutes after Shkia. You'll be allowed to say that's called Seisik Chavim. And the other Shita there is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That is the beginning of Shkia and the end of Shita and end of Shkia, which is 72 minutes after Shkia, or else some say it's 50 minutes after Shkia, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. But Lalacha, we all use Seisik Chavim, that's when you yotze the mitzvah and the rites of Krishma. Now we're going to go through a lot of different zmanim of Krishma. Omar Mar, you learned before, Mishor, our Mishnah says, Mishor Shekhanam Nechnos Lecha B'Trumos. For the Gemara, Minua, the Kasher, and our Tana. Another Brisa says, Mei Masar Karen Eshmar B'Yarvin, when can we start saying Krishma at night? Mishoni Nechnas Lecha Pitzah B'Melech. When a noni comes home and starts to eat his bread with salt. If the salt he has is Pitzah B'Melech, that's when the Zman Krishma starts. And Ad, how long does it go? Ad Shor Sho'emed Lipotim Meterch Sedosei. It only goes as long as it gets finished eating. Hey, that's the old Zman Krishma. Hey, that's called B'shoch B'chot. Hey, so according to this Tana, it would mean the first time that people go to sleep. Smamashe, maybe 10-15 minutes, that's all it is. As B'shas Oni comes in to eat his supper, and until he's finished eating his supper. So Agar says the Asakashi right away. How does the Oni say Krishma then? If the Zman starts when he starts eating, and finishes when he finishes eating, how does the Oni say Krishma? Look at Taisus here. Mishor Shoni Nichtas Lecha Pitva Melech. Teima Oni Gufa Masa Yispalo. The Amrit Zman Achilos Aina Zman Krishma. The Chiv and Shabbos Zman Krishma Masa Lachlu Suda. So Zog Taisus here Shleima the Zman Tfila Vikoyim Zman Suda. Tlav Davki Mishor Nichtas Lechom Elapurta Mikora Kama. Till he prepares his Suda. So it means the Zman starts like 2 or 5 minutes, basically stopping the fish from an esrei, if I say, if there's marriage. So he says a little bit before he starts peace, his Zman would take for his wife to prepare the Sudam, that's real the Zman when he can start saying Krishma. So he davens then, and then he sits down peace. That's this time. So the Gemara, Sefer Vade Pligya Matisim. If this Sefer that says, till how long can you say Krishma? Just a few minutes, that's the things on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says at least the first 3 hours of the night, or the first 4 hours at least. A Bereshah Frekting Mordor says the new Shear of Oni, Milayim Apligia Masnissen, is it saying a new Shear from now? Mishnah? So if tomorrow's right, no, it's not a rise of the Machlokes. I'll tell you, Oni Bekoin Chat Yuru. Maybe the time when an Oni comes to down heat is also Tesit Chavim. It's not Mukhuch yet as any Machlokes. An Oni sits down heat at the same time as Tesit Chavim. So Rashi. Mishaani is a trashi, what's the share of an ani? Shane lay near. An ani can't afford to have a nair. His amal didn't have electricity. So at night, if you wanted to have light, you had to burn a nair. Now, an ani doesn't have a nair. So mainly, he tries to eat lahavlik lusadosei. Therefore, he tries to eat as early as possible. Because it's brought down, even though tzeitzik chavim, the stars come out, there's still some light out. There's a gemara like that. It's not totally dark. Havad, it still gets darker and darker even after Seisik Chavim. That's what the Maaseh, we hold after 23 minutes after Shkia. It's called Seisik Chavim, it's not totally dark yet. It still gets darker later. But there is still some light out, there's no sphere. Hey, the sun went down from the rise and we can't see the sun anymore. But there's still some rays that light up. Therefore, Nani chaps around and starts to try to eat very fast supper,
while there's still some light outside, because he can't afford to use the candles. So Pasha is a different shear of Teshachovim. So tomorrow now it's the same shear. Rashi, Seifa Vali Pligam Asisim. Tiktoni Yochad, Shor, Shemid, Lipotim, Matech Asuda, Vain, Lekreb, Lez, Lekreb, 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 The Dover, so Vashok Bechot, Chila, Zman, Shchiva. At this time it says, what does Vashok Bechot mean? The beginning, the first time that people go to sleep. That's when you have to say Krishna. And that's the first 10 minutes of the night. So the Masnissan Tan, Ad, Seifa, Shmar, Rishona. And now Mishnah said, the earliest man is at least the first 4 hours of the night. So when Zman Krishma ends, this Brisa Zichra Mechulak and now Mishnah. Or what about the beginning of the Brisa? So Rashi only the Koyin, only Kol Eloisa. The Koyin told me left of a true Matayas Chach Yiruhu. What is that? Pesachovim. It may be an Oni and a Koyin when he eats Truma the same shear of Pesachovim. So the time of our Mishnah and this Brisa hold the same shear. When can you start saying Krishma or Pesachovim? Tomorrow, but Zoe can say only kind of the same share. I have another kasha now. For a minu from another brighter that says, name is by Machil Nikmas Krishma. When do we start saying Krishma? The Arvis by night. Mishor Shabinayodam Nichnotem Lecho Piton the Arvis Shabbos. When people come on Friday night to make Kiddush, that's when you can start saying Krishma. Diva Rav Meir, Self Rav Meir. But Raji, the Arvis Shabbos, this is also an earlier share. Memarin Lesuga Shakol Muchin. About everything is all prepared. You have to prepare the Suda before Shabbos. So as soon as you come on, from davening, you can sit down and eat. But then in the middle of the week, when you come on first, you used to work. When they come on, they have to first down to prepare Suda. There's a supper. So every Shabbos, you get a little bit earlier. So that time is the time when you can start saying Krishna. That's how it's Reb Meir. So Chacholim Maimrim, Mishor, Shekhanim, Zachor, Nekabit, Ramot. Simen Ledover, Sesik, Chacholim. It here's the offer in the Brice that says, when can the Kohen start eating Shuma? By Tesh Gehovim. So what do we have for this Brice? That's the Machlokes for a main Nechomim, whether it's called when people eat Erev Shabbos, which is Mashma, that's not Tesh Gehovim, that's a little bit before Tesh Gehovim, and then the Chomim say, no, until Tesh, you have to wait till Tesh Gehovim. Now, how does the Chomim know Tesh Gehovim? There's a famous Gemara here. So the Gemara of Yafel Pish and Raya Ladover, there's not 100% Raya, that nice line starts by Tzeitzik Chavim of a Zecher Dover. There is a Zecher, that claw. How long is a cold day until Tzeitzik Chavim? When does night start by Tzeitzik Chavim? Shenemar says in the Pasuk in the Chemyam, V'anachnu Moistim B'mlocha, we did work. V'chetyom, we divide half of us. Marzikim V'remochim, half of us held the spear. When? Me'oilas HaShachar Ad Tzeitzik Chavim. Now, V'oimer, the Pasuk says right away, for how you lono halaylo mishmer, the whole night time we watched, for hayoy melocha, and the whole daytime we did melocha. And the pasuk says, when did you do melocha? Me'olas hashachar ad tzeitzik chovim. This is a famous gemara that we know claw. Daytime is called from olas hashachar, which is the same, which is before sunrise. Some say it's 72 minutes before sunrise. That's what usually we hold like that. Some say it's even 45 minutes before sunrise. But Erlos HaShachar, until Tzeitzik HaChovim, that is called Yoyim. It's any mitzvah, like Tzitzis or Tzilin, that you could do with Yoyim, you could start doing it with your right son. From Erlos HaShachar, until how long? Until Tzeitzik HaChovim. At Tzeitzik, Tzeitzik HaKash all over, what's the whole style of Bein HaShemoshes? We have a Zman, Bein HaShemoshes, is it Yoyim, is it Lila, we don't know. It's enough in the Gemara that says here clear. Daytime starts Eilat HaShachar, the morning star, and it goes until Tzeitzik Chovim. So the big machlokes are showing him. Tzeitzik Teretz is, the most glad of Teretz is, that Bein HaShemoshes to us is a suffix, when is Tzeitzik Chovim? As we don't know exactly when the star starts coming out. So our suffix of Bein HaShemoshes, when we're machmir, not the Dumlach, Erev Shabbos, is because we have a suffix, maybe then it's already Tzeitzik Chovim. But if we know exactly when Tzeitzik Chovim is, that's when nighttime starts, and up until then is Vada Yoyim. That's the pasuk here. For Yelonu Alayim Mishma Vayoyim Loch. For the Gemara Mai Vayoyim, what any took to conform? The Chitim maybe could say Michi Arvo Shim Shalayla. As soon as the sun goes down, by Shkia time it's night. The Yinu the Mechashchi, they worked a little bit longer. Maybe they worked overtime. They ended by Shkia. They worked until Tzeitzik Chovim. They worked overtime. Umekadmi. Maybe they start by Erlos HaShachar, by sunrise. They started the work by the morning star. Maybe they started to work too early. For Shema, that's why we have another post. The post says no. Well, you learn while I had a mishmer. The whole night you had a mishmer. Bahayoy malacha. When did they do malacha? Only by yoyim. The post says they worked from oilos hashachar until pesach chovim. That's a raya berura that day is until pesach chovim. So this is the strife. So machlokes remei in the chomim. When does man kriyishma start? The chomim says by pesach chovim, and remei says earlier by the time you start eating your suda on erev Shabbos. So the gemara kosalka daitech. We thought the oni you bnei yodim chachurin, and oni and the bnei yodim is the same shear. By bazoi the yarmid, like we want to say before, that oni the koyin chachura, and oni and the koyin is one shear who, or bazoi chachom hani remei. Chachom now say Tzvesi Kechovim. Reb Meir says Odom Erev Shabbos. Now we're thinking a person on Erev Shabbos and an Oni every day of the week is also the same shear. So if an Oni is Tzvesi Kechovim, or the Zoi Erev Shabbos is also Tzvesi Kechovim. That's a stira, because here we have a machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachomim. So Reb Meir is not saying Tzvesi Kechovim. Elazot Gemara Shema Mina. Oni is shiur lechud. Oni is one shear before tzitzik chovim. The koyin shiur lechud, and the koyin is the zman of tzitzik chovim. So the gemara loy, I'll tell you this also in the raya. I could tell you still oni the koyin chach yurois. When an oni eats every night and the koyin eats truma, they're both tzitzik chovim. But I'll tell you the oni ubenayodim lab chach yurihu. But when does everybody eat on erev Shabbos? They eat before tzitzik chovim. So a person and an oni are two different zmanim. So Mela, Reb Meir says, when does man kriyishma start? Before tzitzik chovim. That's when a person eats erev Shabbos. And the chovim say tzitzik chovim. So the vayim were still believing that oni and koyin is the same shear tzitzik chovim. Just when the people eat erev Shabbos, that's an earlier zman. For the Gemara, no, the oni the koyin chachiru. How can you say that an oni, when he eats every night, is tzitzik chovim? It's the same time a kohen eats truma. Or a minu another kasha. Nocha ganta cheshbein is here when you start saying krishma. Another brisa. Meyei masai maskilin. Don't tell me the Shabbos clock is coming. What? The Shabbos, you gotta change it for me. So, Lord, is that true? The oni, the kohen chachiru, can you still say that an oni and a coin, they're both this man of tzitzik chovim, or a minu? Me'ei masai maschil nekrishmar biyarvin, when is this man krishma night start? Misho she kiddish hayoim biarbe shabbos. Now this is a very, very early zman. This is kamat shkia time. Hey, it's when Shabbos starts in Erev Shabbos. Misho she kiddish hayoim biarbe shabbos is divrei Reb Elezer. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi, misho she kiddish hayoim biarbe shabbos is Haino Bein Hashmoshes. That's the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, when we have to be matzid not to do malochar bedi. Sofik yoim, sofik laila. So Drashi v'kivu on the sofiku, kiddush yoim is sofik. Heis misofik it Shabbos. We're not going to go into the big machlokes of Shainim here, exactly when Shabbos starts. That is not the mokum. Hakol Ponim, Reb Elezer holds the earliest man that the Rashi says the mamash means the beginning of Shkia. Beginning of Shkia, that's when it's already a sofik, maybe it's Shabbos. That's what he yells. He yells, B'shoch B'chor is even before nighttime. It's at the beginning of Shkia. We have Yeshua Oimer, Mishor Shekhanim, Mitohorim, Neachel, B'Trumosim. And that's good like our Mishnah. When Tzitzik Chovim, when a Kohen is Torah, teach Ruma. We have Meir Oimer, Mishor Shekhanim, Toivlin, Lecha, B'Trumosim. And Meir says, this man, when a Kohen is Toivlin, goes to the mikvah. Now the Kohen has to go to the mikvah before Shkia. Halacha is, if a kohen is tum in the daytime, he has to go to the mikvah before Harish Shemesh, before Ben Hashmoshes, and then after Ben Hashmoshes, then it becomes Torah. So according to him, it's even earlier, before Shkia, he has to be Toivl. So Trashi Mishor Shekanim Toivlim, Hainu Koidim Ben Hashmoshes. So this is even an earlier Shia than Reb Elezer, even before Ben Hashmoshes. Today's the Trashi, Shielem Koidim Ben Hashmoshes, Harish Shemesh. Today before, and this should be Harish Shemesh. That's what we say in Bama Madlikin. The Zman Atfilo, when can a coin be toivel? It's Koidim Bein Hashmoshes Mat. A little bit before Bein Hashmoshes, the coin has to be toivel in the mikvah.
and then he has to wait till it goes by Harish Shemesh, till it comes to Kovim, and then he could eat. Does the cool Reb Meir says like this? He has a kasha. How could you say that is man krishma that toivu mamash before shkia? Before shkia is the pellet, not as man shkivi yet. Nobody goes to sleep so early yet. How could you say it is man krishma? So the Gemara soon can explain what the machlokes is. So Rashi, baloi kanu by yomim toivim. We have yudel atayney. The yom of abama matlikim beinash moshes kdei mahalach chatzi mila. This is the terrace rating. Depends how long beinash moshes is. We have yudel hold is like 18 minutes. Koydim seisik chovim. 18 minutes before the ninth, it's beinash moshes. Kori beinash moshes. Devi sofik. Hilkach tefila demak mihochi. If you have to be toivim, 18 minutes before. Lilo, miboy joimu, that's in the daytime. Vulav man shchiv, that's not called as man shchivahu. Lokama forish my hadle remeya. Soon the Gemara will explain what does remeya hold. Because remeya holds that the other sheet of benash mosh, like Rabbi Yossi, that only starts 1 minute before tzetzik chovim. Like Harish Shemesh, not even you can't tell the difference. So the 1 minute before tzetzik chovim, that can be called the man shchivah. Right, another sheet of like the Gemara is Rabbi Chanino Aimer Misho Shoni Nichnas Lecho Pita B'melch. Oh, so now this is going to be the Raya now. This is a new Mandiyama. When an Oni comes home to eat Pita B'melch. So we already had a Mandiyama. It says Misho Shekanim Kiri Truma. And this is another Mandiyama, Rabbi Chanino. So this is the Raya that an Oni and Kain are two different Shurim. Because some of them are the same Mandiyama. There's one Mandiyama here that says, if Yeshua says, Mishor Shekanim Utorim Lecha B'Trumos, and that's a Yeshua Shita, when a Kohen could eat Truma, and Rabbi Chanina now says, when an Oni could eat. So you see, Klon, and Oni and a Kohen are two different Shurim, and that's maybe the Gemara's Raya. We didn't finish yet, we have more Shitas. Rabbi Achoi V'Yamilo Rabbi Achoi Mer Mishor Shiroi V'Nei Yodim Nechnosim Hosei. Not totally in an Oni, when he goes to eat supper, but it's a man when rogue people already came home to eat supper. Yeah. See, they're all different shittas when Zman Krishma starts. Now, Zot Brent in Maraya. V'yarmut, if you want to say, Oni v'koin chad shiuruhu, that the time of an Oni also means Tzetzik Chovim. The same time a koin k'di truma, or the zoi, Rebbe Chanina, Heine Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua says, Mishor shakoin, and Rebbe Chanina says, Mishor shani. So if it's the same shit, the same exact same thing. El Allah Shemamina, this is the maskona that Shiura Dioni Lechud, who Shiura the Koin Lechud Shemamina. That knows the type of two different Shiurim. That Koin is this man, Tzetzik Echovim, and an Oni is a little bit before. An Oni comes home to eat even a little bit before. Fred Gemara now, we'll soon say, not before, we'll soon say. Fred Gemara now, Hai Minayim Yuchar, which one is the latest Shir? Is the Koin Tzetzik Echovim later, or is the Oni later? So the Gemara Mistavri Dionim Yucher. Is now the Gemara says, not like we said until now. Before we saying a Sfer and Rashi, a Noni Chaps Rantid as early as possible because he wants to chop along some light. Now the Gemara Chosim unfortunately speak out. No, the Noni is a little bit later. The Teretz is because he has to work so hard he can't leave work earlier. See, Boshet has to work until the last minute set of him, and then he first gets home, then he has to first start eating. So Noni is a little bit later. So the Gemara di Yarmut Yoni Muktem, because if the send Oni is before Tzetzik Chovim, of the Rebbe Chanina, Hainu Rebbe Eliezer. As Rebbe Eliezer says, the Shir is before Tzetzik Chovim. He said before Mishor Shekiddush Hayom. That's Bein Hashmoshes. See if you can say an Oni is also before, it's Mistavah with the same Shir. Because it's not Mistavah to make such machlokes in a few minutes. So once you say an Oni is before Tzetzik Chovim, and your blessed says, Kiddush Yom Bein HaShmoshes, his also before Tzetzik Chovim, it's not Tavir at both the same Shita. So the Pshat to say that two different Mandiyomim is that Oni means Mucher after Tzetzik Chovim. El HaShmamina, the Oni Miocha HaShmamina. Om Amar, we learned before, Om Le Rabbi Yudim. The Shaila was Rabbi Yudim, asked Rabbi Meir, for the Kahanim of Yom Haim Tevlim. How could you say Zaman Krish Miz? When the Kohen Matoivol, which is Meboy Joim, so how could that be as Man Krishma? It's not as Man Shchiva, it's still daytime. For the Gemara, Shapi, Komle, Rabbi Yudel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudel asked a very good question to Rabbi Meir. How could you, Rabbi Meir, say you can start saying Krishma when the Kohen is Toivol? And for the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, Hochi Komle, Rabbi Meir sounds like this. Mi Savrit, do we think? Do you think me, Reb Meir, I hold like you, Reb Yehuda, your shear of Venash Moshes, which is 18 minutes? Then you have a good kashram. 18 minutes before Lila is not as the man Shiva. I'm going according to Rabbi Yossi Shito. The Yom Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Rabbi Yossi, Bein Hashmoshes Kerafayin. Bein Hashmoshes is like a blink of the eye. That's all it is. And Mamash, like we're saying, very good. Because we know Klor. Laila Yom is until Sesek Chavim. So it's only a Sophic when it's Sesek Chavim. He says we know Klor. It's only a Sophic, Mamash, a second. When is it exactly? When is it afterwards? But it's not no 18 minutes Sophic. It's only 1 second. So Vizay, Zer Nichlas Zer Yotzei. As soon as the day goes away, right away Sesek Chavim comes out. The Yeshalamadol, we can't know about it. Smell is not Shver. If that's man, that 1 minute before Laila, is Takar's man Shiva, it's Takar's man, people go to sleep, you can say Krishna. It's going to do that, just. For the tomorrow now, another stereo.